following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, well, good afternoon, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well today. Welcome to Tuesday. I believe it's October the 5th or sometime around that date. Here we are. We're in the month of fall, and the weather hopefully will be getting a little bit cooler in the coming days. Hey, I want to pray for us this morning as we get into the Word. I have a story to share with you today, and I want to draw some, I think, very important parallels to our own life from the story I'm going to share with you today. Actually, something that happened to me this last week that kind of shook me a little bit, but I think it shook me in a very good way. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your provision in life, Lord, your guidance. We thank you for your word, that it gives us the knowledge of who you are, Lord. And may we continue to grow in that knowledge, that wisdom, and that understanding daily in our own lives. And that our light, Father God, just who we are, by the power of your Spirit, Lord, shines out to other people, that when they see what we do, they glorify you. In your name, amen. All right. Well, hey, this, recently, the last few weeks or so, because me and my wife have the first part of COVID as we were going through it, probably like a lot of other people, we spent a lot of time indoors, and when you spend a lot of time indoors and you're not walking around, you know, you tend to eat a lot more, and you kind of pack on the pounds a little bit here and there. And so me and my wife, we did that, like with a lot of other people, and put a little bit of that COVID weight on. And a few months ago, or maybe about a month ago or so, we started to do daily walks just to make sure, hey, we're going to stay active, we're going to stay healthy, it's good for our minds, it's good just to kind of go out and make sure we're walking every morning and make sure we're walking every evening. And so we were doing that this week. It was actually just about 3 or 4 days ago, we were on our morning walk. And as we were walking around our neighborhood, we were going by this little cul-de-sac where we saw that some kids were playing. And soon after we passed an area, we heard some cries for help. And everybody started running towards a scene of something that took place, and we started running there as well. And what we found out, to our dismay, we found out that a child had actually been run over by a vehicle. Now, he's okay, just to let you know. He lived, and he is okay. Prior to coming into ministry, I did some training, about 3 years worth of training and just getting into medical training, fire department stuff. And some of that training naturally kicked in, as it does, because it's kind of ground very deep into your mind as to how you're supposed to react, and you become very mechanical in those moments. So I shifted into a very mechanical mode. And in that mechanical mode, I ran up to the child and the family member that was with them, and I did something that's called C-spine. I grabbed the kid's neck and his head, and I comforted his head along with making sure that his spine was in alignment with his back, and worked with some people that were around me to just do some basic assessments to see how he was doing as we were waiting for the fire department with all the tools and the equipment. And the guys who have a lot more training than what I did could actually take care of the situation better than me. Well, as I shifted into that mechanical mode to take care of this child's physical needs, something else happened. As I got into that mode and I got everything going, I remember looking down at this child as he was screaming, as a child would be in that situation, very scared, very afraid, and body is in a position of shock. And I remember just going through it and just remembering, it is so important right now that I smile, that I look into his eyes, and I make sure that he knows that he is safe and that I'm with him and that he has people around him that love him, and did everything I could possibly do to bring comfort and care to him, who he was in a very scary situation in the moment. And as my mind shifted into the mode to be very mechanical, as I started taking care of the kid, my heart soon after that shifted into a gear that said, well, now you need to really pay attention to what's going on with him. You need to recognize that he is deeply afraid, that he's very scared. And a lot of those big words that we use in children's ministry, we use big words with kids where we're like, it's okay. And hey, my name is so-and-so, and how are you doing today? That really does work when you talk with kids in big, soft ways with big words, and it does bring comfort to them. My heart shifted into that mode, and some of that training through ministry and through working with kids kicked in as well. And in that moment, I experienced something that I wish I could share with other people, and I wish that we as believers could experience more often. But it was this moment where some pretty intense physical training and knowledge that I had how to take care of the situation mechanically crossed a road or crossed a line with how to take care of the situation spiritually and making sure that emotionally he was okay. And those two areas of training intersected with each other. And right in that moment, right there, that felt just exactly who I was supposed to be in that moment. I was doing exactly what I was supposed to do. Both those paths crossed and they lined up. And I was doing some reflecting on that situation, as you should anytime that you experience any form of trauma, whether you're helping out or you have gone through trauma of any type, whether that be physical and or emotional, you should reflect on that trauma to some degree. I was doing some reflecting on that and just thinking and also praying to the Lord about, what do I feel about this situation? How am I processing this situation? What is going on in my mind and my heart? Is it anger towards the fact that this took place? Is it pain as it recalls other memories of my own or experiences that I had? I was doing some reflecting on it. And as I was doing some reflecting on it, this thought popped into my mind. And it was this. It was the idea of trauma. Is that when you go through a trauma, be that physical, there's going to be certain things that present itself. Physical trauma is going to be met with physical guarding. And physical guarding is this. If you hurt your arm and somebody goes to touch it, what are you going to do? You're going to guard that arm. You say, no, 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 don't touch it. Children will do that a lot. And then at the same time, physical trauma, if it hurts, you're going to scream or you're going to yell because it's painful. You're going to say, no, 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 no. And you're going to scream. That's what you're guarding and you're screaming because that's your body's natural reaction. And then there's going to be some clear indication of some wounds when you have physical trauma. Well, if we were to take that concept and we say, well, let's take that idea of physical trauma and let's apply that spiritually. Let's take a look at all that is involved in that. And I think, you know what? Each and every single one of us, we've probably gone through some form of physical trauma at some point or another. Many people have. But we all live in the world of today, and we probably can all say, you know what, we have gone through some spiritual or some emotional trauma as well. And I think that that type of trauma is also met with very similar things. You see, when you go through something that's very difficult, or you experience something where you were treated wrongly by somebody else, you experience the darkness or the sin of this world, the behaviors or the mannerisms of other individuals that do something harmful to you, and then that presents itself as a wound on your life, something that is in you, that is deep inside of you, I think there's this tendency to do some guarding of that area as well, and that could be deep within. And at the same time, is that as you guard that area of your life, that you don't want anybody to see, you don't want anybody to look at it, you don't want anybody to peer into it, there can be things that you do that kind of present itself like screaming, and that's lashing out, that's gossip, that's anger. That's things that come out of your mouth that show that there has been some damage there to you personally. And those wounds can go really deep. Well, one of the thoughts that was happening in my mind was that whether or not it's a physical trauma or whether or not it's a spiritual and or emotional type of thing that you have gone through, is that the care for either forms of trauma are very similar. And the first thing is this, is to stabilize and to make sure that if you've gone through something like that or you're dealing with somebody else that's gone through something like that, you should make sure that that person is in a safe and stable position. The second thing is that you should comfort that person. Or if you are going through that type of situation yourself, you should find some comfort through somebody who is safe, comfort and stabilization. And lastly is this, is that there needs to be a plan to get better. There needs to be a plan to grow out of that position and into a safer and better place, whether that be a physical trauma or something that has happened to you deep, deep inside that has affected you personally. And I think the plan to get better is found only in the person of Jesus Christ. And really the looking at him and the acknowledgement of what he asks us to do, which is to expose those areas of our life where we have those deep wounds and to talk and to confess the darkness and the things that is within us that twist our minds so easily to the light of his word, where we find our stabilization in his word and we find our comfort in his word. And as we find our comfort in his word, we have to remember the words of his word, of what it says, of who we're supposed to be as believers as we do this with other people. Apostle Paul says this in Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. It says this, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whoever you do, or whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." For you and me as believers in this very dark and very spiritually wounded and depraved world that we see so many evidences of today, so many guarding of the internal position of people. They don't want to really deal with what's happening on the inside because they're deeply hurt. Me and you as believers need to look to the wisdom, the stabilization, the comfort of God's word as the plan for this world to get better. Because there's all types of things that we think are going to cure this world physically. We think that writing certain things into law or to promoting certain physical changes within our governing systems is what's going to help, but it's not. The only thing that can solve and can help in the plan to get better for the deep internal nature of man, which is the first place. It is the place in which all of the other things come from, all of the other wickedness and the darkness and all the things that we see in this world that we don't like, or we don't like physically, we don't like seeing what people are doing to each other. It first starts with an internal spiritual position. And we as believers, as we interact in this world, as we care for people in this world, we need to be like those firefighters that came immediately after me, the first responders. We are first responders in this world. We need to care for people in their physical need, of course, but we also need to keep in mind the spiritual need, the deep internal spiritual need, the position of their mind and their heart. And I know for us here at Refuge, we deeply care about that. We deeply care that you have a place here at this church that is safe, that is a refuge, that is a place where you can find stabilization, you can find comfort, and you can find a plan to get better. Remember always to comfort people, to help them be stabilized, to be stable in the grounding of God's word, and be there for them in their time of need, in their times of physical need, and also in their deep, deep times of their deep need spiritually as well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for your word, and I thank you, Lord, that it does give us the comfort. It does give us the stabilization, and it is the plan to get better when so many of us are so deeply wounded on the inside, and to many degrees, Lord, deeper than what we even really know or what we're willing to truly admit. Lord, help reveal those areas within our lives that we guard, Father, the areas in our lives that cause us to scream out in ways that we know are not appropriate, Lord. And help us, Lord, just reflect you in all that we do. And may we just enjoy the light of your word as we grow closer to you every single day. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.